Some people think, oh my goodness, you know, this is a classical concert. I might find it hard for me to get my head around. And to them, I would say, I want you to be in the front of the line, because if we can get you in the door, get you comfortable, let us take over from there. We'll take you on a journey. And by the time we get to the end of the concert, you'll love it.
The voice of Kurt Thompson, founder and executive director of the Mimir Chamber Music Festival, which has been a staple of Fort Worth's classical music community for 27 summers. Hi, I'm Amy Bishop with this WRR 101 Focus on the Arts. The festival draws to a close in a very big way on Friday, July 12th at TCU with one of the cornerstones of the chamber music repertoire, Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A Major. It shares the program with Shostakovich's Piano Trio in E Minor and a modern work by contemporary African-American composer Trevor Weston titled Juba for String Quartet, which incorporates elements of African music.
There's some stamping and there's some lots of driving rhythms and exciting moments of music, but written for string quartet, which is really going to be a challenge for us to bring to life, and it'll be a thrill. I'm so excited about that one.
What makes the Mimir Festival such a unique one? Kurt says there are many reasons, including a chance to see and hear some of the country's finest musicians.
This is a chance to see principals of the greatest orchestras in the United States playing together, where they probably wouldn't have a chance to hear them play in this configuration anywhere else. Several of them go to the Seattle Chamber Music Festival, which is a big one. So you'd have to travel to Seattle to come anywhere close.
For example, Brant Taylor from the Chicago Symphony has taken part for all 27 summers, and many others have similar attendance records. And the festival includes more than concerts. They always hold several master classes with emerging artists. This year, there are 11 emerging artists and 11 professionals. And the organization also just made an exciting announcement about a future project.
Mimir has approved the commission of a piece for string quartet and narrator for 2026, which we will premiere, commemorating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. We'll have a selection committee to go over a list of very prominent new composers writing great music, and I'm excited for the journey for that whole process.
More about the Mimir Chamber Music Festival, including their final concert at TCU's PepsiCo Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m. Friday, July 12th, is at mimirfestival.org. And Mimir is spelled M-I-M-I-R. You can hear this feature again on the podcast page at WRR101.org. I'm Amy Bishop. Thanks for joining me for this Focus on the Arts on WRR 101.